Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1149. Visible translated text is as follows. 118 wouldn't know whether it was running or not unless your attention is directed to it. I had looked at the clock 5 minutes before I saw Mr. Frank in front of Rich's. I had just looked at the time also before I saw him going into Jacob's. I am certain of the time I saw him. That was the exact time by the clock. I get $10 a week. Last time my salary was raised, it was raised in January. There has been no raise since then. I had heard that some of the sweepers sometimes stay on Saturday afternoons to sweep. I didn't know it. I just asked him if he was there at the factory Saturday afternoon. He never before admitted being drunk to me before. Nobody suspected Jim of the murder at that time. I told my mother of it because I tell her everything. I told Mr. Darley about it. I don't remember when I told him. It was before Conley was arrested on Thursday. I told Mr. Rosser when he was at the factory. That was after Jim was arrested. I did not see the red spot in the metal room on Monday. I didn't go in the metal room until Tuesday. I didn't see it then because I wasn't looking at the floor. Mrs. E.M. Carson, sworn for the defendant. I worked at the pencil factory 3 years. Rebecca Carson is my daughter. I am a widow. I have seen blood spots around the ladies' dressing room 3 or 4 times. I was at the factory Friday morning. I left about 12:45. I saw Jim Conley on Tuesday after the murder. He was sweeping around my table. I said, "Well, Jim, they haven't got you yet." And he says, "No." On Wednesday, I said the same thing, and he answered the same thing. On Thursday day, when I said that to him again, he said, "No, I ain't done nothing." I said, "Jim, you know Mr. Frank never did that." And he says, "No, Mr. Frank is as innocent as you is, and I know you is." I said, "Jim, whenever they find the murderer of Mary Fagan, it's going to be that nigger that was sitting near the elevator when Mrs. White went upstairs." He laid his broom down then and went out. I could not believe Conley on oath. Cross-examination. My daughter and I work on the 4th floor. Mr. Frank was up on the 4th floor Tuesday between 9 and 11 o'clock. Everybody in the department was around there at that time. I don't know whether any of them heard the conversation between me and Mr. Frank then. I saw both Mr. Frank and Jim Conley on the 4th floor on Tuesday. I did not see Mr. Frank whisper to Conley. Mr. Frank never said a word to any of us about sticking to him. He said it was a deplorable thing, little Mary being killed. I have seen blood in the dressing room, around the lockers, and some around the mirror. I have seen girls up there mash their fingers on the machines. I have seen blood in the sink in the toilet room and on the machines where they cut their fingers. I saw a spot as big as my hand sometime last year on the 4th floor near a garbage can. It looked like blood to me. I have seen spots about as big as my finger, different spots up on the 4th floor.